So going back to like how that woman was throwing herself at that one guy.
Yeah.
Well, I had a woman throw herself at me.
Oh no.
Really?
Really?
Now did you catch on to it?
Oh, it was very apparent.
Okay.
All right. So she had to have been in her early 70s.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And
that don't go to what, a 10 to a 2?
As a human.
As a human. Yeah, as a human being. this is great. No, because this woman was throwing herself at me. And I was wearing a mask at work that day. And
I like how you
I don't know why. I thought it was a Halloween mask. I don't know.
No. I was wearing a mask. Like we had to wear masks for like a couple of days for some stupid company mandate. Mm-hmm. And now we're just like, no, screw it. We're not doing it. And so, this lady's like, cause I dress like what I'm wearing. This is what I wear at work. I wear stuff like this. I have a white turtleneck sweater.
You don't have a uniform per se.
No, I can wear whatever I want.
Okay.
I just kind of wear the holiday gear because we have stuff. We have holiday decorations.
Yeah.
A lot of people are renting out these places and I just kind of add to it. And it's kind of one of those things that, like you're saying, is that I pick and choose my times that I get to celebrate Christmas. Mm-hmm. I'm working 60 hours a week right now, so I'm celebrating Christmas at work, whether my coworkers like it or not.
Yeah, because you can't go home and just watch a movie for two or 3 hours or whatever.
No. In fact, I did go home one day this week, and I've been a little under the weather, and I guess I was all jacked up on Dayquil. So I stayed up. and put some Christmas music on my iPad, and I just started decorating around the house. So, but this woman commented on my holiday gear, and she's like, "Oh, I like your sweater." And this woman also walked in with her own cup, which is by the way a TABC violation.
Right,
you can't do that. But
now, does TBAC fine the person, or they fine the establishment? How does that work?
The establishment.
It's established.
So you have to make sure that it doesn't come in.
Right. But that's neither here nor there. She came in with her own cup, and on her cup, it said, "Wine, and I work in a wine bar."
Yeah.
She has a cup that says, "Wine makes me horny."
So she's warning you already.
Oh, yeah.
Or warning.
I saw it.
Yeah, I would say that's that's a little, not a warning.
Well, warning, advertising, just depends on, you know, how you look at it.
Right.
Could
be a glass half full or a glass half empty.
Or
the glass is dry and in the cup.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, I like that comment she made about Clark. I like your sweater. Whenever he says that, like, it reminded me of...
like the lady from Poltergeist?
No. Oh, no. No, I was thinking she was in a continuous...
"This house is clear. I like your sweater."
No, I thought she was going to say, "I like your sweater. Reminds me of my second dead husband."
Dude, so... She's like, "Oh, I like your..." Oh, that's what it was. I wore... Do you remember the sweater I wore last week with the polar bears?
You were here.
You get the polar bears? I wore the polar bears. So she's like, "I like your polar bears." And so then she started calling me Mr. Polar Bear. And
maybe she likes bears. Big, burly man.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope... Great.
Her third dead husband.
Now, she... You haven't served her at this point, correct?
Oh, he served her.
She just walked
ways.
Up to the bar, so I don't.
Bartend. I didn't give her wine. If that's what you mean.
I don't bartend at this place, but I will pop behind the bar and kind of help out. Bartending is not my main role, but okay. I do it every now and then. And so she's like, "Oh, Mr. Polar Bear, can you pull your mask down? I want to see if you're as cute as your shirt is." And
what?
And I'm standing right by my manager, and I look right at her, and my manager is looking right at me, and she's just like. She gave me a look like, "You better pull your mask down because this is entertaining as hell."
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I pulled it down and I just have like this.
And she screamed.
And she's like, "Oh, you are cute." And she's like, "I'm going to take you home."
I hope she left you a big tip. I would have milked
that situation.
And
it was like every time.
Do you want wine?
Every time
do you
I
want
walked
wine?
By, she would just comment on polar bears. And so.
Did you know polar bears eat? What the f*** are you talking about, lady?
And so she.
We have to save them polar bears.
I went away and I had tables to check on. And I come back and, you know, she's. doing the old lady flirting with me, and I'm like, all right, well, I'll see you around. We kind of sent her on her way, and she's like, bye, polar bears. And come to find out, she told the manager that was behind the bar that woman told her that she would have taken me to Barbados.
Mm-hmm. Why didn't you take her up on that offer?
Yeah. What's so funny?
No.
You get a free vacation.
No.
What?
She's got money.
Are you crazy? 70-year-old.
All you got to do is get her a box of Sutter Homes. That's $6.99. That's it.
Dude.
Yeah, she didn't say what kind of wine, man.
Right.
I was going to tell you, like, you know, if there was a box that you had the mo, that was going to be one. That's going to be one cardboard box that's been through the Amazon shipping way
be
too
handled
many
by
times.
Julie a couple of times. Did fertilize this way, fertilize that way.
Yeah. Yeah. It was one of those boxes that the delivery guy didn't just handle with care.
Yeah.
I think you should have went. I think you should have took the offer up.
You know what?
She'll be back.
You know what I had? You know what I would have had to have done?
So?
Buy her a box of wine.
Why are you looking all like, okay, you'd rather give it for free than get a trip out of it?
He would have had to give her the peppermint mocha.
I would rather have sex that would be enjoyable and not have
Who
to
Who said
go
that it would not be enjoyable?
Right.
Oh, I do.
You can get you a box of Sutter Homes
for yourself. I say it right now. No.
Should have got you a little a pie for you to eat and enjoy.
Well, I'm going to ask the other women lined up right here that have enjoyable, you know what, that are going to take you to on a trip to Barbados.
Yeah. Open that door. We might.
I mean, that's true.
Door number one.
The fire marshal might come in because there's so many. We're over capacity in this building. I don't know. I think you should have done that. What a Merry Christmas you would have had. You could have done the Christmas show from
Barbados.
Barbados.
Well, also, I have to put in, like, you know, time.
Sure.
What?
Not what?
Okay.
It's a customer. Why?
What would you have done?
Me? I would have taken some shots of whiskey.
Right.
See what the f*** happened.
Right.
Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah. Exactly. Where does this go from here?
And not only would he have been in Barbados, he would have been in a whole other country.
Right.
Ended up in South Africa.
Yeah. In Dubai.
What if that was it? Like, this was me, but like you just always saw pictures of me like on Instagram.
I would
Facebook,
probably saw you
and like
retired.
I'm all over the world.
Yeah,
I would saw
but
you retired.
You never saw a picture of her,
right?
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with that. But you're like, wow, Clark must have got a good job or something. Yeah. He must have fixed his credit.
Honestly, if that happened,
fixed his credit.
No. If that happened, it would be the weirdest thing because number one, I would never see y'all again.
That's fine.
Yeah,
I'm okay with that. And. Nobody would ever see her.
Eric, put an ad on Craigslist.
That
recast Clark.
I pretty much would like fall into a void.
Yeah.
Like I would not know. Like I wouldn't go out
of enjoying his life.
You think?
I think you're overthinking this entire.
No, you think
the lady was
going to
give you a free vacation? You just had to get her a box of Sutter Homes and maybe.
I mean,
and probably.
Yeah. Which stays in Barbados. Stays
all right. I'll
whatever.
You know what?
Whatever
you know
that's
what? Okay.
Saying is.
I'll tell this lady this.
Let me call her right now. You got her number?
I'll tell her this the next time I'm like,
hello.
Okay, I'll give you 1 year of my life, and you can take me wherever you want to go. But after that 1 year, we're done, and you have to buy me a house. Okay, I'll do it then.
Good deal.
I would do it then
for 1 year.
For 1 year, you get if you really are that rich.
Clark, you don't
want to go to Barbados, big boy.
What? Probably you didn't need. She probably can't see. You could literally bought a strap on. Put that on over your junk. Go to town. Nobody
problem
has any
solved.
Yeah, problem
true.
Solved.
It's very true.
I'm gonna help this endangered polar bear. I'm gonna rescue you, boy. You're too thin. You ain't getting no fish in the melting ass caps. I'm gonna take you to Barbados.
Do you know where I can find some fish?
Come on over here, big boy.
I like some trout.
Boy, what's in this? Barefoot. Why? I haven't felt like this since 1972.
72, huh?
Yeah. That's well, I was 45 Went over to Barbados. Boy, look at you, remind me of Mr. Rogers. You know, Fred and I, Fred Rogers and I used to date back in high school. You remind me of Fred Rogers. Take your shoes off for me real quick. Sing me a little lullaby. Oh, Freddy. Woo.
Came full circle.
I will tell you this. We've been doing good at doing callbacks past few shows.